You're singing to the spiritual seekers of Naamani Malach for the Sinai Hebrew Congregation, California. 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 Right, yeah. Why am I emphasizing the word yeah at the end of it? Yah is the name of God. It's a soft name of God. We know that God's name is Yud Kei Vuv Kei, but part of it, like Hallelujah, California, anybody with a surname or a name, sometimes it can be like Dunya, has got that name of God in it. Katya, a name of God in it. It's just nice. What can you say? It's just nice. There's a name in it. There's an energy in it. And when you're talking about, say, compared to Florida or California, so California, there's an energy in it. So let's now get on to the spiritual seekers of Naamani Malach. The definition of all our lives is what works for us. What works for you? And the reason why you come to synagogue every Shabbos morning is because it works for you. If you went to a synagogue and they didn't welcome you and it wasn't friendly, it wasn't nice, and the rabbi was horrible and the people were mean, then you wouldn't go there anymore. You stop going to that synagogue. You stop going to synagogue altogether. So the definition of why you come to shul, why you come to daven, why you come to Shabbos morning is because you like it. Christian readers, the reason why they go to church is because they like it. You don't go somewhere if you don't like it. And we all got free will choice at our age in the year 2024. We have free will choice. And if you don't like going to church, you don't go to church. If you don't like going to synagogue, sure, you don't come. But you do like it. So what is it that you like so much about it? What is it? The energy of the place. The energy of the place is defined by the people in it. That's why when we come davening, you're going to have a minion. You're going to have 10 people at least in synagogue to have a collective prayer together. Jewish synagogues, we need 10 people. If you don't have 10 people, you've got only 9 people or 8 people, then it's not a minion, it's not a proper service. It's just people coming together. You have 10 people together, there's a minion, Shabbos minion, Mincha minion. You have a minion and then you've got the right energy. Minion is the number of people. It's about people. We've all got, you could say, maybe astrologers might even say, you should have 12 people, one of every single star sign. But the tradition is 10, a minion of 10 people. We need one of every kind. That's going to be the definition of all our lives. We need all, well, why do we need, why can't we all be the same? No, we're not supposed to be the same. You know, so if we were all the same, the world would be a toxic place. Imagine the world would be full of people like you and me, right? Just you. Everyone would be the same as you. Oh, it'd be boring, right? If it was all about me, it'd be boring. I don't want everyone to be the same. I don't want to be the same as everybody else. I want to be different. Whenever women, you come to shul and Shabbos, you go to even a wedding or a chasna, and a woman, I've got the same, if two women have found, they went to the same fancy schmancy shop and they bought a $500 dress for the special occasion and they spent a lot of money on it and they wanted to be different and unique and they're not really a copycat of somebody else, and they get to the wedding and they see somebody else, another woman's wearing the same dress as me, same outfit as me. You feel terrible. You feel, oh, I went to such an effort to buy something unique and different, and I've got the same. I don't want the same. So the definition of all our lives is, I want you to have unique for you. I don't want that you have the same. I don't want the same as you. I want something different. But unfortunately, when we're talking about a collectiveness, some people want everybody to conform. And now we talk about the ultra-Orthodox people, the very Orthodox. They all wear the same hats. They all wear the same outfit. They all wear the same clothes. The men and the women as well. So they wear the same. You're like sheep following. You're not thinking for yourself. When you see them on a holiday, and I used to remember when I was working in a hotel in Switzerland back in the 1990s, I used to see them coming, all the frummers, all the Hasidim coming to Switzerland. And when they came on holiday to Switzerland, they dressed in normal casual clothes. They dressed in the blues and even the reds and the different color clothes. Why? Because they're on holiday, so they can be different. When they're in a uniform, they want to be the same uniform. So it's boring. Right? We're not supposed to be the same. That's the first and most important spiritual secrets. We're supposed to be ourselves. We're supposed to be honest with ourselves. Parshas Achrei Mais Kedoshim. Normally they go together. Achrei Mais was last week and now Kedoshim is this week. And it's a good thing because it should be separated out. Achrei Mais is the death energies, the end of one cycle, goodbye to the past, and Kedoshim is now the upgrade to the future. I quoted from the Talmud Masechta Sota. Masechta Sota talks about, it's the ninth volume in Shas. The Talmud consists of 20 volumes. And the eighth volume is Ksuvos, which is marriage. The marriage contract, when people get married under the chuppah, they have a Ksuvah. And the Ksuvah is the eighth volume. Masechta Ksuvos is talking about the eighth. The ninth is talking about Nedurim, Nazir and Sota. So you got married, and then it's talking about Nedurim, Nazir, and Sota, getting into trouble, men and women. They get into hanky-panky, they start having affairs, they have extramarital affairs, they get into trouble, and then comes Gittin and Kedushin. Then they've got to have Gittin, they've got to get divorced. So that's the next volume, the tenth volume, and then Kedushin is the The marriage, the proper marriage, the Kedusha marriage, the marriage that's going to be forever, the true love that's going to be forever. So they all ask, all the commentators ask, why is it that the Talmud has got it this way round? Ksuvos, you get married. Nedurim, Nazir, and Sota, hanky-panky, messing around, adulterers, adultery, things go wrong in marriages, which they do. And then Gittin, you've got to get divorced, got to get separated, and then comes Kedushin, then comes true marriage, true love. And that's because in our journey of life, we have certain things that are fixed and destined. We have to have a destined experience in our lives. And therefore, that's Ksuvos. It's written. Ksuvos also translates as and comes from the word Ksiva. Ksiva v'chsima teva. We say wishing you written. It should be written in the heavens above. So Ksiva means it's written. Certain things are destined, are written in the heavens above, and it's fixed. You were born with certain parents, you lived in a certain place, you married your first husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, you fell in love with them, because it was written for you to have those experiences. Certain things are written, you can't avoid them. But then people make mistakes and realize that this is toxic, this is bad, and Nedurim, Nazir, and Sota, and you realize this is terrible, this is ghastly, this is disgusting, this is somebody I can't trust. When you can't trust somebody, because Nedurim is talking about speech, the power of speech in relationships, if you can't trust your husband, your wife, they don't telling you the truth, then your relationship's in trouble. You know, you can't share what's going on in each other's lives. You've got to hide. Those businessmen are hiding how much money they're making or losing from their wives, or they're hiding their affairs. You can't trust somebody. It's not the same with women. You can't trust your husband. You can't trust your wife. You can't reveal everything to them. You can't talk openly to them. Then the Durim doesn't say it. It means you're headed for trouble. You're headed for the divorce courts because you can't trust them. When you are then divorced, Gittin is also comes on the word good. It's a good thing you got rid of her. Good thing you got rid of him. It's a good thing you broke up the relationship. It's a good thing that you ended the relationship because now you're free to find the upgrade of life. In Masechta Sota, it talks about Ha'abuim Yom Kodim Mitzvot Avlad Machrizim Bas Pleini Pleini Bias Pleini Pleini Soda Pleini Pleini. It talks about certain things were destined. You were destined to have certain parents, destined to live in a certain place, born. Like on your passport, it says your name and it says your birthplace and the date of birth. Some things are fixed. But as we understand also from transit astrology, we understand from life's free will choices. We have a choice. You got the energy, you got the good fortune, you got the mazel, you got the brucha, you got the success. You've got the opportunities in life. You've got the blessings of life. Sometimes you have opportunities to have a brand new life somewhere else. A brand new life. You're lucky. That's what Achrei Mais Kedoshim is all about. This week's Parsha says, do you feel you want a brand new life? A brand new start of life. A brand new business. A brand new career. A brand new job. A brand new boyfriend, girlfriend, brand new relationship. Do you want somebody brand new? Or you're happy? If you're really happy with what you've got, then you know you're not looking for anybody. Your heart knows you. You're happy with your home where you're living, you're happy with your relationship you're in, then you know you're not looking for anybody because you found it. You've got what you're looking for. Your heart knows what you're looking for because your heart knows when it's really right for you. And when it's right for you, it's right forever. And therefore, you've got it forever. When you know you're feeling restless, you're feeling uncomfortable, you're feeling agitated, you're feeling something's not quite right, it's just just like, it's just not, I know it's not right. So you know, you're going through the parsha of Achrei Mois Kedoshim. It's got to come to an end, which hopefully it already has come to an end. It's already out of your life. And those people who are listening to me are listening because it's empty. And their life shouldn't be empty. You've got an emptiness in your relationship sector. You've got an emptiness in your business sector. And therefore, you know this isn't right. And therefore, you are waiting for this upgrade. That's what the new moon on the 8th of May is all about. That's what the Shabbos of the 11th of May is all about. And as this is the preparation now for leading to the Gemini energies on the 20th of May and leading to the Jupiter in Gemini on the 25th of May. So we know we're going into a zone of connections. There's, of course, the expression we all know. Every Yiddish person knows. Every Yiddish person knows as well. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know. It's all about who you know. Who you know. Because when you know somebody that can help you, of influence, of got energy, when you know somebody that is good for you, uplifting for you, you know that it's about who you know. Who you know is a contact. Who you know is, it gets your life moving forward. Who you know is, will define how lucky or unlucky you are. When you don't share your secrets with somebody that's bad for you, then you're feeling lucky. Well, I'm not telling her anything. I'm not telling him anything because I don't trust them. But when you share your thoughts and your desires with people that love you and help you, can help you, then they can help you. And that's what life is about, the connections of other people. Achrei Mois Kedoshim, you've done the bad now. You've done the Ksuvus and the Durim Zeta. You've done the Gittin. And now you're ready for the Kedoshim. You know, it's remarkable that they use the word Kedoshim. Kedoshim is translated as holy. Kedoshim I would translate it rather as perfect for you. It's not, holy sounds like you've got to be a goody-goody. It's not. It's perfect for you. Whilst you were destined to certain things, and those things now have died and ended, now Kedoshim is perfect for you. And that same applies to Masechtas Kedushin, that after Ksuvus, after you got married, divorced, and after it didn't work out, now you're ready for Kedushin. Kedushin is perfect for you. And perfect for you is what the Rabbeinu Shalom creates. That's how we know the spiritual secrets of this week is, you know you're going to get it. But your heart has to want it. The one thing that we know, Lev Nishbo V'nidka Elokim Lo Yisivza, for the Pasuk in Tehillim says, it's your heart's broken. When your heart is broken, you know something's wrong. When your heart is feeling alive, you know you're alive. And therefore this week is, anything that makes you feel heartbroken because it's not in your life, then over the next couple of weeks now, you're ready for your heart to be healed and your heart to be loved and your heart to love and then your heart to be successful.